today the National Council of the MDC met in Harare to deal with the appeals that were brought by members of the party who were disqualified in the National Council. Out of the 42 that came, 30 succeeded. In other words, we were satisfied that the decision to disqualify them was based on the wrong facts. This arose mostly where people were trying to represent constituencies where they don't live in, and the people in those constituencies do not have a record of when they started their membership of the party. And we were only getting information from the constituencies that they stay or the places that they used to stay in to say that these people in fact started party activities as far as maybe more than 5 years ago. So we were convinced with some of the evidence that was brought, and we allowed 30 out of the 42 to contest the primaries, and they will be told. We are going to be publishing the list of those people who have now been cleared to represent the party.
There are also reports that your party has decided not to have women MPs contested. Is this true?
No, that's not true. The MDC is a part of democracy. What we have said about women is that those seats that are being held by women will not be contested by male candidates. Those female seats can only be contested by females, but they can be contested. We didn't say that there must not be contestation. There can be contestation, but it must be females only.
When are you expected to hold the confirmation exercise?
We don't want to disturb members of parliament during that period. That's why we have then pushed the confirmations to a later date and not to start with confirmations.